What is up, my friends, and welcome back to Good Food and Gratitude. My journey as a young bloke having a go, and I'm so excited to have you back here once again, listening, learning, joining, and growing as a team. Now, yesterday I left you with an interesting little question, and that was regarding alcohol, weight loss, health, etc. Why are you drinking alcohol? What are you using it for? Are you doing it for the taste, for the experience, for the enjoyment? Or are you doing it for the effect, for getting drunk? Are you doing it for the reason that so many people do it, is that we want to forget, we want to escape? And that's the interesting question that I want you to all ask yourselves when it comes to alcohol and a healthy lifestyle, because I do truly believe alcohol can be a very manageable part of a healthy lifestyle, but it can also create a very unhealthy lifestyle, and that is all depending on how you're using it. So that's a bit of a sentimental and vulnerable question to be asking yourself. Today I want to go into a little more tangible point about alcohol. And what I want to talk about today is what you're drinking. So what is your drinking? Are you a wine person? Are you a beer person? Or are you a spirits person? Now, no one of these is necessarily better or worse than the other in my mind, but here are my thoughts when it comes to what kind of alcohol you're drinking. Firstly, wine. I freaking love wine. Wine is amazing. I've studied wine, I've sold wine, I trained as a sommelier, I've worked in lovely restaurants around some very good, some very expensive, some beautiful wines. I've tasted, drank, and sold many bottles of wine in my life. But I understand that it can often go the other way. For me, a life without wine is, you know, a little sad. It's missing something, because it's such a crucial part of a beautiful meal, of a wonderful evening, of a romance. Wine is always there for you in times of love and enjoyment and celebration. And what a beautiful thing to have. But for me, wine, the key is choosing quality, as with your food. If you choose quality with your wine, you'll make all the difference. Now, you don't have to be one of these people spending hundreds of dollars on wine, but if you up your spend just a few bucks, and you split a really nice bottle with dinner, here's what'll happen. You'll drink a little less of it, because you'll be appreciating it more. You'll have a much more enjoyable, refined, and controlled experience than if you opt for glass after glass of the $7 house white that you're just smashing because it's cold, alcoholic, and not particularly tasty. If you start to taste your wine rather than drink it, then that's going to be a really interesting and beneficial experience. You having less and enjoying it more, getting more bang for your buck. Please feel free to ask me about any wine tips. I'm your man. Now next is beer. Beer, the frosty golden god that it is. We love a beer, I love a beer, and beer is one of these things where it's all about quantity. Because the first beer goes down like nothing else. The first beer on a hot afternoon, oh my goodness. And the second one comes in, delicious. And the third and the fourth and the fifth follow in quite quick succession. Beer is one of these things where it's really hard to stop at one. And so with beer, I think, yes, quantity is the key. And I'm not a calories guy. I don't like the calorie counting thing, but the average beer in Australia is somewhere between 100 and 150 calories in a bottle. That means if you're having a couple, you'll manage. But if you're one of these 6 to 10 beers at the pub sort of bloke or girls, that's pretty much another half day's worth of calories in just a few hours of drinking. Do that once or twice a week and it's going to start making a major difference. I truly believe drinking your calories is an awful waste. There's a lot of delicious food out there you could be having and not wasting your calories on drinks. Beer, watch the quantities. Now, spirits are the trickiest one. At the high end, I love a nice Scotch whiskey. A couple of shots in a nice big glass to sip over half an hour after a nice dinner. But since you can't buy straight spirits in most places anymore, everyone falls into the trap of mixes. That means, you know, rum and coke, bourbon and coke, scotch and dry, vodka lemonade. And we don't just have one, we have four, we have five. When would you ever sit down and have four cans of coke and think that's okay? That's dodgy, and you don't need me to tell you that. If you're trying to lose weight or just improve your health, get rid of the mixes, and if that means you have to choose another drink, that's just a choice you're gonna have to make. We've got one more episode tomorrow, guys, about alcohol. For the meantime, thanks for listening. Love you all to bits, and peace out.